Last week on Around and About, we talked to a Southern author named Susan Gregg Gilmore. We discussed her latest novel called The Improper Life of Bazilia Grove. Today, Gilmore is returning to our show, and we're discussing another topic, her acclaimed debut novel, Looking for Salvation at the Dairy Queen. The story is set in Ringgold, Georgia, and it was a surprise hit when it was published about 2 years ago. In this interview, Gilmore discusses how she wrote it and how the people in the real town of Ringgold have reacted to it, also how she uses Southern grace to deal with some of her worst critics. Looking for Salvation at the Dairy Queen is the story of a teenage girl who wants to escape from her small town and move to Atlanta. The title comes from the protagonist's habit of sitting at the Dairy Queen every Saturday, eating ice cream and dreaming about escaping, about leaving Ringgold and finding some excitement. The author, Susan Gilmore, actually has an opposite view of Ringgold. She loves it, the small-town aspect of it. That's why she set the story there.
My parents, when they retired, lived in Ringgold for about 10 years, so I spent a lot of time out there. And the reason I chose Ringgold, two reasons. One, in all the time that I have visited Ringgold, it really has barely changed. And I don't mean that as a negative. I think that's a positive. I mean, there's a little coffee shop now, and there might be an extra stop sign or two. But all in all, it's stayed the same. And personally, I think that's wonderful that in an ever-changing world, something stays the same. And then I loved the name, the idea of a ring, and in this case, gold, which seemed to have so many kind of religious overtones this kind of gleaming gold ring that yet bound this girl in to this community that she so desperately wanted to escape from.
The girl, named Catherine Grace, is a preacher's daughter. That's slightly autobiographical for Susan Gilmore. In real life, her grandfather was a minister, and themes of religion, of hypocrisy, and forgiveness are a big part of the story. Also, themes of the protagonist growing up.
Coming of age, yes, but to me it was really a story about grace, redemption. You know, I think probably having so many ministers in the family, I just was always intrigued by people who could talk and preach forgiveness on Sunday and then on the way to the parking lot stab somebody in the back.
The book has won praise from NPR's Alan Chews, as well as the Southern Independent Booksellers Association, big accomplishments for a first novel. I asked Gilmore, how did she do it? How did she write such a successful debut? She says her background in journalism helped her. She's worked for the Chattanooga Times Free Press and freelanced for the Los Angeles Times. Journalism taught her discipline and helped her set and keep deadlines. Another thing that helped her, surprisingly enough, was her seventh grade English class. Gilmore says back in seventh grade, her teacher had been Lee Smith. If you know Southern literature, you know Lee Smith is now a well-established, critically acclaimed Southern author. Gilmore says back then, Lee Smith used to teach her about the beauty of literature. Gilmore knew if she was going to write, she needed a mentor. She wondered if she should track down her former teacher, Lee Smith, and ask for advice. Then Gilmore found out about the Conference on Southern Literature here in Chattanooga. She found out Smith would be at that conference.
And because a friend of mine said, you've got to go. You need to go find your seventh grade English teacher. You need to show her what you've been doing. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, get on a plane, fly across the country on the chance that I'm going to run into Lee. I haven't talked to her in 15 years. But I did just that and came right here on the UTC campus, walked into the building. She, I mean, just blew right past me, that wonderful blonde hair, you know, blowing and in the breeze. And I walked up to her and I said, Lee, it's me. It's Susan Gregg. And those fabulous twinkling blue eyes, she just looked at me and she said, what are you doing here? And all I could say was, well, I've been writing, and I've come to share. And she said, well, then we need to spend some time together, don't we?
Smith read early drafts of the novel and kept encouraging Gilmore to finish it, to get it published. One of the things Smith liked about the story was it had layers, simple on the surface, perhaps, but with many layers that could be peeled back. That's something Gilmore has heard from readers as well now that it's been published.
And that's been the wonderful thing about Dairy Queen. There have been people who have really gotten the layers. And, of course, that's the great thrill for me. And then there's those who have just, you know, seen it as, you know, a simple story, a fun read, a beach read. And as someone told me once, it's a book that you read in the car on the way to the beach. So, you know, it's all extremes, but you're going to appeal to people, you know, across the board in different ways. And that's the great thing about books.
Of course, not everyone loves every book. And when Gilmore talks about that, dealing with the critics, especially the really harsh critics, Gilmore is polite in exactly the way that you'd expect from a Southern lady.
I got an email, about 6 months after Dairy Queen out. And it was just a very frustrated writer. And I understood that. But just, you know, how did you ever get published? Did anybody read this? Did your agent read it? Did your editor read it? You don't even begin dialogue till page 46. And I didn't even know there was, you know, a rule about what page you needed to begin dialogue on. But, you know, I quickly saw it was out of frustration. And so by the end of the day, you know, we had emailed back and forth, and, you know, I was actually kind of helping her.
I asked Gilmore, how did the residents of the real town of Ringgold react? She says their reactions have been positive.
Yeah, that's been great. And the really exciting thing is so many people have said, wow, that was my life in Ringgold. And, you know, that was, you know, to be honest, that was a real thrill for me to know that I had nailed it. Because, you know, I expected them to be the toughest critics, and I have found some of the greatest acceptance there. And to know that, you know, that I really was able to capture what that life, small town life, was like there in Ringgold, that was very gratifying.
For more information about Susan Gregg Gilmore, you can go online to SusanGreggGilmore.com. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.